أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا صدق الله العظيم. This is the second portion of ayah number 21 of surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how Allah ta'ala disclosed the Ashab Kahf, and amongst the many wisdoms of Allah, one wisdom that had been mentioned was the conflict of the people with regards to Qiyamah and how that matter had got resolved. The Ashab Kahf now were discovered in many a narration. They had then passed on. After they had passed on, there was a discussion amongst the people, a debate amongst the people as to what needs to be done. One is that they need to be buried, but a memorial should be built, a building should be built in memory of the Ashab-e-Kahf, but what should that building be like? There were those that said a building, what we would term as waqaf, a building for public use, for people to use. Others had given other views, and then eventually the decision was made that a place of worship, a place of ibadah must be built. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this. Allah says, إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ. And that time is also worthy of remembering when the people discussed and when the people disputed between themselves their matters. Some ulama of the opinion, the matter that was disputed was the matter of Qiyamah, and then all of that got resolved. فَقَالُوا بُنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا. Some of them had the different matters with regards to the memorial. So that was also a debate that they had. Then they said that build upon them بُنْيَانًا, a construction, a building. رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. Their Rabb knows best regarding their condition. That was also a discussion that had gone in the form of an argument that exactly who were the Ashab-e-Kahf. Remember, it's 300 years later. People had different views regarding it. The king of that time had it inscribed, but people still differed. What was the lineage of these people? What was their motive? And all of that continued. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ. Those people who became dominant upon their affair, and that was the people of Iman, that was the people of Tawheed, the king, and all of those that followed. Pure Tawheed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, pure belief with regards to Akhirah, لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا, that we will certainly build upon them a masjid. Now it wasn't that the masjid was built upon the qabrs, but in the vicinity of where the Ashab-e-Kahf were buried. One very important aspect, it comes in a Mubarak hadith of our Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that do not make the qabrs of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam a place of sajda, a place of worship. So that is something else, that where people will face the qabrs of Anbiya, even if they move away from the Qibla, and then they will make, or even pious personalities, they will make sajda towards the qabr. This is not what is intended. That is not permissible in Islam. What is meant here is in the vicinity of the Ashab-e-Kahf, a memorial was built by way of a place of worship. A masjid will be a place of worship. Remember, this happened before Islam, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses the word masjid to show that importance of the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being built, especially for the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.